Hello, Pros of Rest listeners. Thank you so much for joining me here for season 2 of Pros of Rest. We focused on unwrapping the names of Jesus, and it has been such an incredible experience, not just in the weeks leading up to Christmas, but also these first few weeks of the year. I mean, who would have known what awaited us in just the first 2 or 3 weeks? It has brought so much comfort to my heart to be able to focus on Jesus as our Savior, on Emmanuel, the one who is with us, on the Lamb of God who takes away our sins, and the Lion of Judah who will finally be victorious. I mean, each of these names is like a gift that we get to unwrap over and over again. And if this season has been an encouragement to you, oh man, I would just appreciate it if you took 60 seconds to leave a quick review over on iTunes, put that 5-star rating in there, and just share how God has used this podcast. That truly helps get the word out and help more people discover Prayers of Rest. But that's actually not why I jumped on here this week. We wrapped up season 2, and I wanted to give you a taste of what waits for us in season 3. You know, as I was praying about what God would have us focus on these next about 10 to 12 weeks, the theme that kept coming up over and over again is the love of Jesus. I mean, if there ever was a time when we need to be reminded of His great love for us, it's now. And I'll be honest, when someone says the love of Jesus, at least a few years ago, I tended to just kind of gloss over it. I mean, I'd grown up in a Christian home as a pastor's kid, going to church every Sunday, and I'd be able to tell you, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. And for many, many years, it was a superficial, intellectual knowledge of Jesus' love. It didn't move me emotionally. It didn't soften my heart toward other people. And it wasn't until I honestly had a really difficult time loving someone in my family that I realized there's not enough love in me for this person. I need God to pour His love into my heart so I can then better love this person that He's placed in my life. And it was then that I turned to Scripture and I asked God, would you help me understand your love for us in Christ? And I found this passage where Paul talks to the believers in one of the first century churches in Ephesus, and he wants them, get this is a quote, he wants them to be filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Think about that for a moment. Filled to the measure of all the fullness of God. Filled to overflowing with all that God is in us. I mean, what does that even mean? And how do we go about receiving such an incredible blessing? Well, Paul gives us a clue when he prays that believers would, quote, have power to grasp how wide and long and high and deep is the love of Christ, and to know this love that surpasses knowledge. Friend, that is so much more than the superficial, Jesus loves me, this I know, for the Bible tells me so. There's nothing wrong with that song. I think it's a beautiful song, and I've taught it to my own children. But if we don't mature past that point, if we don't go deeper into what it means that God is love and that God demonstrates His love for us and the fact that while we were yet sinners, Christ died for us, and that love continues to compel us to transformation, to the fullness of God, we're missing out. If there's a powerful link between knowing the love of Jesus and being filled with God's presence and power. And if you're struggling to overcome sin, if you're anxious about the future, if you're wrestling with a difficult relationship like I was, if you feel lonely or unsure about God's love for you, I hope you listen in to season 3 of the Prayers of Rest podcast, because this one's for you. It's for every one of us. So we'll turn our attention to the deep, deep love of Jesus in our new series starting February 1st. And I'll be basing the prayers on my Lenten devotional called Uncovering the Love of Jesus. So if you'd like to follow along, make sure you order that soon so you'll get it in time. But again, you know this, you don't need the book to follow along with the podcast. It's just another resource to help you. As we wrap up, may I pray for you? God, thank you for the riches of your grace that you made available to us in Christ Jesus. Thank you for your surpassingly great love that you poured out through your Son. And thank you that your desire for us is not to wait, somehow gritting our teeth, holding on by a loose thread until we finally get to heaven, but your desire for us is to fill us with the fullness of your presence, to have your love overflowing in our life, to walk in victory and in freedom that has been secured for us in Christ Jesus. And oh God, I pray right now for my friend who is listening to this episode right now, that you would begin to fill them with your love, that you would give them a hunger and a thirst to know you more, a curiosity to discover what they've missed out about your love, or maybe what they've glossed over. God, I pray that through your Spirit, you would reveal to us the depths of the love of Christ, that we would even begin to grasp that love that surpasses knowledge. Lord God, we entrust this next season of prayers of rest to you, and we trust that you will put it in the earbuds of the person who needs it in this season. Lord, I'm so grateful for this community of believers who have gathered around to learn to pray, to rest in your presence in the middle of their busy lives, to come to worship you by name, and who will now come to discover the riches of the love of God in Christ Jesus. We can't wait to see what you will do in these coming weeks. God, we love you. We trust you. Amen. Thank you so much for listening, and I can't wait to dive into season 3 coming soon. Until then, please go ahead and leave that 5-star rating and review on iTunes so other people can join us for this season of uncovering the love of Jesus. Until we meet again, may you rest in God's loving presence.